I spoke today about what our dreams can tell us, what we can learn from our dreams. So I spoke broadly about when we dream, what happens is the body, mind is not where the body is. So just by thinking deeply about our dreams, we can understand that the experiencer is not the body, is something other than the body. So when we dream, are the dreams real? They are real in the sense that we really experience them. And we have different kinds of dreams at different times. That is because the Supreme Lord gives us minor karmic reactions in the dream state, just as he gives major karmic reactions in the waking state. And the switch from consciousness, from the waking state to the dream state, that is not really needed for the body's rest, but it is needed, it is an indicator for us that we are different from the body. This whole arrangement of sleeping and dreaming is done by Krishna so that by contemplating on dreams, we can realize that we are different from our body. And in the dream state, the soul and the mind, the consciousness goes somewhere else at that level. Something similar happens in outer body experiences, but then the soul and the mind come out of the body and they come to some other either our physical vicinity or somewhere else. In the dream state, the soul may not go out of the body, but its consciousness gets projected elsewhere. Just as it happens when we get absent-minded. The difference is between absent-mindedness and dream state is, in absent-mindedness, the body is there, but the body, we are not conscious of what is happening. In the dream state, the body is unconscious, we're sleeping. And when we understand that we are not the body, by contemplating what we see when we close our eyes, that means when the body is not functioning, at that time also we see something. So that what we see is the screen of the mind. But if we try to look at the seer, we can't see. That seer of the inner screen is the soul. By this thought reflection, we can understand that we are not our mind also. So the mind is like a central monitor which gives in 5 windows from the 5 cameras which are the security. But along with that, there is a 6th camera. Which is the TV. So the mind can perceive from different senses. Whichever seems interesting, that input zooms up. But sometimes, all the 5 can be surpassed and can be sidelined, and the mind can go into its own imaginary world. Now, in the dreams, we could say that both the dreams and the waking state is unreal in the sense that it is temporary. But you can say it is real because it is experienced by the soul. And we can experience Krishna in the dream state, but we can choose to experience Krishna by using our free will in the waking state. So the primary purification and the liberation thereof happens through using our free will in the waking state to practice sadhana bhakti. So although dreams state is technically closer to the spiritual state, practically the way to go to the spiritual state of consciousness is through the waking state when we practice sadhana bhakti. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.